Let's do this.
All right, we're doing it. Hello, everybody. Welcome. I'm Jacoby.
I'm Heather.
And together we make a
Jether.
You're listening to Jether's Random Stuff on the awesome podcast platform, whatever you've chosen to use today. Welcome to episode number 40-something. I don't know what it is.
We're somewhere between 40 and 50.
Yeah, somewhere in there.
It's not 50 yet. Otherwise, we'd be celebrating hard.
Yeah, we're going to celebrate hard at 50.
Especially
FYI. Wait,
at 50 or at 52? Because 52 would mean a year.
Yeah, but we did a couple a week to start with. So I think just, you know, 50 is a nice round number.
It is. It's nice.
We'll just like celebrate at 50. We'll have like a podcast party.
Oh my God. Here's something new. We should drink wine.
What? That's a novel idea. Let's do that. We never do that.
Okay. Well, we have... Well, I think special guest, but it's a guest you guys have seen many times or heard many times on here. And Megan's here with us.
Yay! Hi, Megan!
Hi.
We actually made her stop doing her homework to come in here.
Because Kobe's a good mom like that.
Because I'm a good mom like that.
I rushed my homework so I could come in here without doing it.
I mean, that sounds even better. Teachers be thoroughly impressed with this homework that's coming back at you tomorrow.
This is way funner than homework.
Hell yeah.
Right?
This should be some extra credit.
It should be, right?
I mean, she gets to hang out on a podcast that has all these listeners.
Yeah. You should tell one of your teachers, whichever class this would pertain to, that you're on a podcast and see if they'll give you extra credit.
I highly doubt it.
Until they try to listen to the podcast.
This is volunteer work right here.
I think my history teacher already knows just because he's, you know, cool.
Really?
Yeah.
Is he cool enough that he doesn't listen to our podcast, or is he just not as cool that he does listen to us?
He's cool enough to think it's cool that you have a podcast but not listen to it.
I can respect that.
All right.
He should listen to it though.
Whatever.
He should.
What are we drinking? So we started off with a Goose Ridge Riesling, and it was our last bottle of that, unless you have any hiding here.
I may.
Okay,
wait.
It may not be the last bottle, but I think it might have been.
Yeah, I don't think I have any. I'm thinking hard, and I don't think I have any
left.
She's
thinking hard. There's no more left.
There's smoke coming out of my head. Thinking hard. It's gone. I think it's gone.
So we did a Goose Ridge Riesling, which we are seriously talking about joining that wine club.
Yeah.
Because I think they would be a good wine club for us to join.
Well, they have several locations, which we like.
They're actually in Woodinville, too.
I know. See, there's like three locations right there.
I know. I think there's a fourth. I just don't remember where the fourth one was because I didn't care where it was at.
Because
it's not a place I was going to go to. So and now we're drinking a Kyle's Red Market Red.
Fair Market Red.
Yeah, that.
Heather's had a lot of wine. We've also ate a lot of food. We're like pretty full.
We ate some good food. We had some sweet potato fries homemade that Kobe made.
Yeah. And then Heather made this amazing like tater tot chicken bacon ranch like casserole that was freaking delicious.
I'm gonna not lie here.
Like delicious.
We even got
like
her husband.
I seriously wasn't even at hungry and I shoved that whole bowl into my face because it was so good.
Everyone, you know, you got to admit, I don't cook a lot, but when I do, it's usually pretty good.
It is. It's very good. The stuffing you made on Thanksgiving was top notch. That was so good. I loved it.
It's not, I need to just branch out more often.
You should
do it.
You should. You know what?
Usually everything I touch is gold.
Yeah.
But I only touch very minor things in life, so there's not a lot of things I cook.
I don't like to spread my, you know, joy around.
I just
like
around.
To keep it to myself.
Yeah, that's what I do.
So it's almost official the end of summer.
School
has started, right, May?
Yeah.
Megan's a junior.
She's a junior this year, and she's so excited, aren't you?
I want to die.
No.
I call that excitement.
tell them your classes that you're taking this trimester.
Sorry. I have English. I have this one. I think it's mythology.
It's called like Beasties and Beauties.
Beauties and Beasties.
Yeah,
that's what it's called.
Mythology.
Oh
that's
my God,
fun,
that sounds
right?
Fucking
isn't that
rad?
Fun?
I have a U.S. history class, and if I pay like $360, they'll give me 10 college credits for passing it.
Whoa,
really?
whoa.
What?
Why do you have to pay them money to get college credits?
It's only just because you don't have to pay to take the class, but you have to pay to get the credits.
Why?
just because.
Are they universally?
Do you see how the wheels in our head are turning on this?
Yeah. Can you use
right
them
now?
For any university then?
Anyone in Washington, I think.
And what was that? $360?
Yep.
That's okay.
100 and.
Do you see the what we're doing here?
Uh-huh. I think it's 5 credits.
How many credits?
Five. Mm-hmm. That's a class. That's a class.
That's a trimester.
I mean, if you
yeah.
think about how much one class is at a college.
At a university.
It's more than $360.
Yeah, that's for fucking sure.
Exactly.
And you have to buy the book.
Yeah. So.
It's like thousands of dollars.
Are you taking any other classes that you can pay to be used as college credits?
I could have done it with ASL, but the teacher told me like 2 days before the form was due that I had to write a book report.
Ah.
So why didn't you do it?
Because all the books were checked out of the library because she told all of her other classes this too, and they all checked out the books. And so I couldn't check out a book, and so I couldn't do the book report.
Megan, just for future, you ever have something like this? This is huge. You tell your mom.
And she will call someone?
We will either call somebody or we'll pay the $10 to get the fucking book.
We'll figure that shit out. Hello, Amazon.
Yeah, we can get the book. Even if you can't check the book out, the credit is worth more than us buying a book.
Yeah.
I did all the other stuff. Wait, no, actually I didn't. I needed to.
Oh, wait, no, I didn't.
No, scratch that.
I needed to go to one more deaf event before it would count, and there were no more deaf events for the year.
Death event?
Deaf. This is ASL. So for those of
you. She could have came to my grandma's funeral. I had that covered.
So for those of you that don't know, Megan's in ASL 3, American Sign Language. Third year, she is proficient in sign language, which unfortunately we cannot demonstrate on a podcast.
Wait, no. Megan, demonstrate something. Ooh.
Oh, go do what you were doing earlier with this.
Look at this shit, Kobe. She's doing so good right now.
Wait. Okay, yeah, go ahead.
I wish you guys could see this.
This is impressive.
This is some sign language shit going
this
on
is
right
super
now. Do you see
impressive.
This?
Impressive.
Oh my god.
I have no idea what she's saying.
She's probably telling us what idiots we are.
I had homework today in ASL, so I just kind of recited that word for word.
I do know some sign language. I know how to say
I know say bitch taco.
I can say fuck you bitch.
You can say 9/11.
And I can say 9/11. And
well,
I can say Taco Tuesday and happy hour.
Oh, that shot thing.
Can't you say you can say abortion, right?
Yeah, I can also say vampire and witch.
I can say hi.
Do you know how to say vodka?
No, how do you say vodka?
Oh, it's like vampire, but one fang.
Oh, I love that vodka. How do you say tequila?
I don't know tequila. This is weed and this is blunt.
We have they teach them the important shit in school.
That's important shit to learn in school.
You have to know the important stuff to be able to survive on the streets.
I know a stripper too.
Oh, good.
Again, we should know stripper. Wait,
let me take a stab at this right now.
Okay.
So you're doing this motion with your hands and then you do this. So is this taking clothes off person?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
I was thinking she was grabbing all the dollars.
That's the taking the clothes. So in sign language, to describe a person's like occupation.
Yeah.
You describe the activity and then you do this motion for person.
So
that makes
sense. Teacher would be teaching person.
Teach person.
A student would
taking
be
clothes off
person.
Person. Learn person.
Oh,
yeah.
Wait. Do dental.
Probably teeth person.
Teeth person.
So basically that just works for like
what's,
five
what's,
professions.
What's an accountant?
An accountant probably like
typing on a damn calculator.
What was that you just did?
I signed
computer. Did you like that?
And then typing and then
computer
person.
Typing person. Maybe.
I
don't
this
know.
Is or my accountant like person.
Oh, no.
Do you like that? Did you love that?
That's awesome.
That was me pulling my hair out and then the person sign.
Yeah. There you go. And then well, you need. There has to be a sign for like bookkeeping. Or something.
But accountant's not just a bookkeeper.
It's computer typing.
You got numbers.
And money and taxes.
Money.
I always think accountant like the count.
Like Count Dracula?
Yeah.
Do you think Count Chocula?
Not Count, not Count Chocula. Count Dracula from Sesame Street, because he counts.
Count Chocula is my babe.
Do you love that cereal?
Yes.
And blueberry.
No.
Blueberry sucks, Mom.
What?
Not like the blueberry.
Count Chocula is my babe. I will marry him someday.
Count Chocula.
Okay, I did not know this.
The blueberry and the fucking strawberry shit, that's disgusting.
Okay, so it's the Count Chocula.
Count Chocula. It's the only.
Well, you know what? They probably have that out right now.
Yeah, I know. I'm sure they do.
I'm ready to see my hubby.
Thor, like, oh my God.
Who's your hubby?
The Count Chocula! Chocula! Where have you been?
Hi, Mom.
She just said it three times.
I thought you meant send him to the store.
Why did she say she'd marry him?
Oh,
make
my
him
God.
My hubby.
Okay, I'm out.
Yeah, you are out. Drink some more wine.
I'm fucking out. I'm going to drink some more wine.
Yes, right. That will make everything better.
Yeah. No, blueberry sucks.
What other classes?
What's the red one?
What other classes
do you have? Frankenstein what? Frankenberry?
Frankenberry.
Oh.
Yeah, Frankenberry, and then you got
He sucks too.
He does. The berry ones suck ass. No. You have to be chocolate.
Okay. From best to worst, Count Chocula, blueberry, Frankenberry. They weren't even created.
I really think blueberry and Frankenberry are tied for worst.
Yeah, I like blueberry like a little bit more than Frankenberry.
I just can't do it. Mm-hmm. I only wanted my Count chocolate
guy. They taste like artificial fruit. It doesn't even taste like a real
All
fruit.
Cereal tastes like artificial fruit.
No, some of them taste like bananas, Mom.
Oh,
all right?
Shut. Whatever.
And what then Count Chocolate tastes like chocolate.
See, that one tastes real.
What other classes do you have, Megan,
okay,
at school?
Which one? College? U.S.?
Yes.
I have forensic science.
See, that's freaking cool.
That one's cool.
I took a college class on forensics.
That's freaking
that
cool.
Awesome.
Our last unit of the year is watching blood splatters and how, like, if they're hit in different areas against the walls and stuff, how they look different. I'm being very quiet right now, according to the recording.
I think you're fine. You know what? Next episode, we should do a blood splatter forensics.
So I've done not blood splatter, but for my project in forensic science, we showed the class how to tell between human and animal blood.
Ooh.
From a crime scene.
How do you do it?
Well, I have to remember the chemicals we use, but we just put these little chemicals on a cotton swab and then we rubbed it on the blood splatter. And if it turned blue, it was human. And if it was not blue, it was animal.
Wow.
But I can't tell you the exact chemicals because I'm old now.
We're learning
that's
about
a long time ago.
We're learning about how to right now forensically identify like hair and fur and stuff. Mm-hmm. Because like the scaly hair model.
It's pretty
that's
fascinating.
Very fascinating.
That was the most fascinating science class I've ever taken. Was in that class, and I loved forensic science. I hated all the other sciences, which sucks because I'm in the medical field and you have to take a ton of it.
Yeah, see, I didn't. Chemistry I liked, biology I did not like.
I liked biology better than chemistry.
Oh, I liked
Why
chemistry.
Did I like biology? I love it's okay with biology.
I don't like biology. They made you dissect that frog.
Oh, I didn't do that.
I refused to do it. And so either you could spend 20 minutes dissecting a frog or you had to write a 10-page essay about frogs.
So you did a 10-page essay?
Yeah.
We
What'd
had a choice. Guess what my choice was?
What?
Dissect the frog or fail that subject, that part
what?
Of it.
What?
Guess what? My frog, I walked out of my class with my little frog in my jar. Shocking, isn't it? Shocking that I wouldn't dissect my frog. Because we had to kill the frog, too. It was alive in our little jar.
What?
So we actually had to put this cotton ball that was... I don't know, what's this chemical on there that you had to put into the jar to tighten the lid, and then the frog breathes the chemical and dies.
What?
And then you dissect your frog. I refuse to put my cotton ball in there. My teacher informed me at this point, I'm in eighth grade, that I will fail if I don't dissect my frog. And I said, I'm okay with taking an F for this part of it. I have A's in every other part, so the average between the two of us, I'll end up with a C in this class.
Well,
I'm okay with that shit.
It's okay because it's eighth grade and it doesn't really matter at that point anyway.
Exactly.
Until ninth grade.
So I walked my little frog out to the playground. I found a really nice place for him. I released him. And when I got back, I was told I had to go to the office because I was the only child in my class that refused to dissect their frog. And I took the F because no one else has ever done that. Granted, Heidi does it the next period.
Yeah.
My twin does it the next period.
Yeah.
So I have to go down to the office, and I'm sitting there thinking I'm going to be in so much trouble. My dad is called in. Who my dad teaches at the middle school.
Yeah.
Comes in. They explain to him what happened. They're like, well, Heather's in here because she refused to dissect a frog. And he looked and he's like, okay, so what? Of course, yeah, she refused to dissect a frog. He knows me. I'm not going to dissect an animal. Not going to kill an animal. I didn't get in any trouble at the school other than I wasn't allowed to stay in my classroom for the rest of the time because they were all dissecting frogs and I refused to do it.
Right.
I think they were hoping I would have gotten in trouble at home, but I actually got rewarded for standing up for something I believed in.
Right.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I don't think they can for, because when I did it, well, I didn't do it, but my class did it. The frogs are already dead.
No, ours was not dead.
That to ask you to kill it, and that's just ridiculous.
That's wrong.
That's so wrong.
I refused. What I'm not telling everybody right now is that I did try to take about 10 other frogs with me.
I'll save you. Come with me.
Trying to make all my other classmates get Fs. But I didn't care. I just wanted to save the frogs.
Aww. We didn't have to dissect frogs or anything in biology last year, but we did have to spend hours staring at a cell diagram, which haunts me in my dreams to this day. I hate mitochondria. I hate that they're the powerhouse of the cell.
But don't you remember all of it?
I actually don't. I only remember that mitochondria bit.
You
and
so
there's a nucleus and a nuclei, and that's about it.
Megan, that might be enough to get you a correct answer on Jeopardy, though.
Yeah. That's what's important here.
Yeah.
It's correct answers on Jeopardy.
I mean, if you can get on there and actually answer 80% of them right, you're going to retire your mom and I.
Yeah.
I think I only have the science smarter balance left, and then I don't have to take smarter balance ever again.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Okay. So what other classes we got going on? Do you have to do PE this year?
No.
Are you done with PE for the rest of your life?
All done for her life, yeah.
Oh, it's all done.
Megan, I'm sorry, honey.
Why?
That's so sad for you.
Can you, Heather?
I only took PE for every semester and quarter of my whole PE year.
PE sucks.
PE was awful.
PE is awesome.
They make it horrible. If they would make it fun, it would be different, but they make it
that
horrible.
That has to be the reason I stayed in it for so long is because they made it so horrible. It, and not fun at all.
It was, I hated it. I hated it. My every teacher, second of it.
Our teachers like to torture us where they would say, hey, we're not going to grade you on your athletic ability. If you try all the things, you're going to get an A. And then when you try all the things, they're like, yeah, but you don't look like you're trying hard enough. So I'm going to give you an F. So basically, they say they're not going to grade you on athletic ability and then grade you on athletic ability. So that was a fun little
or when I was in school, they would be like, hey, guess what? It's Friday. We're going to do something fun. Everyone's going to play dodgeball. And I'd be like, fuck you. I ain't playing no goddamn dodgeball because I hate dodgeball.
Wait, whoa. Are you saying at Camp Jether we can't have dodgeball?
You can play dodgeball. I ain't playing dodgeball.
Kids go play dodgeball. Mom has a book club at the same time.
Mama's going to be sitting down there drinking wine. You can play all the dodgeball you want, and I will watch you and videotape you.
I'm going to have one of those beer cap things on with wine in it while I'm playing dodgeball.
You're going to be playing by yourself.
I'm realizing this.
Because I can guarantee that Kathy and Robin are not going to want to play dodgeball.
I'll play dodgeball with you, Heather.
Thank you.
We at...
Thank you, Megan.
Not even this year.
You guys will be on the same team. You won't be able to do anything.
Be on opposite teams.
Yeah, no. Heather will smack you in the fucking face with
the
dodgeball.
I would never smack.
She knows I'm
fake.
She will do whatever she has to do to win.
Not against Megan.
I'm the one.
I'm not going to do that to Megan.
I'm the one who's safe. And I have a fail save. I'll just hold up a Patron if she gets aggressive.
Megan, that's not going to do shit. I'd hit him with a ball every time. But I won't hit you. I would not go for you with a ball unless I was going for legs, but it would be mid-thigh. I wouldn't
go
for the bottom because I don't want to trip you.
You can't go for the legs. I literally just got out of a brace. Are you some kind of monster?
Yeah, Heather.
Yeah, Heather.
I don't. Okay, you don't want me going for the normal because I'm a face shot girl.
She has glasses. You can't hit her in the face.
I know. Megan's on my team. Megan's on my team. And who are we going to put? Aaron would do it. I go against Aaron.
Aaron, okay. Your Aaron?
Yeah. No, not our Aaron. Our Aaron's not going to go against me in dodgeball.
Never.
But I do think Aaron from my work would go against me.
She would do
me.
It. She would do it.
My Aaron would go.
She would do it.
And she'd go down laughing.
Yeah, she would.
Because I'm saying going down because I'd probably win.
And that would. Oh, yeah.
Saying Aaron, you couldn't get
that's
me.
That's a Facebook Live event right
but
there.
I am so competitive that it would be shocking if you beat me.
Yeah, that's why
but
I
if you did, I'd love it.
I don't love it. If I did have to play dodgeball, I would be on your team and yes. I would be standing behind you, handing you the ball.
That'd be fine.
Throw this at someone. All right.
And I would. Okay.
Thank you, Heather.
School's in session again.
Yep.
Summer. Fall doesn't start till September 20th, but kind of summer's officially kind of over.
That's the same day as the Area 51 raid.
Oh, it is. It
That's
is.
The first day of fall. Oh, is yay. Our Area 51 raid.
That's going to be awesome. I wish we could be there live, but we can't because we have to go scrapbooking.
Did you know?
Wait, where the hell is it?
It's Nevada. In Arizona, I believe, right?
Nevada. You know every hotel. It's a little far. In a 200-mile radius of Area 51 is booked out for September 20th.
That's so awesome.
I know.
We could camp somewhere. Your dad have a place in Arizona?
Yes.
We could go. Is he going to go to Area 51 on September 20th? No? Okay.
No, I highly doubt it. I think if we were going to go to Area 51 on September 20th, we'd have to take a couple days off before our scrapbooking convention. Yeah. And then we'd have to go there with Megan and we stay, obviously, because she's going to the scrapbooking thing too. Yeah. We're going to stay in Vegas.
Oh, that'd be fun.
For a couple days beforehand. And then we'll just arrive at Area 51 and we'll have to catch a plane out
there's
of there.
There's like a 3-day party right there. Yeah, we don't have time. We have to be at the scrapping thing at 2:00 in the afternoon.
What if
on
we
that
had a
day?
Private jet to take
it's
us?
It wouldn't be enough time.
Okay. So. What if we paid one of the scrapbooking people to go onto the private jet to start our scrapbooking event with
no,
them?
No, that's you're missing the point of the scrapbooking event.
Wait, what am I missing?
It's for you to do it yourself.
Wait. She's going to tell me she's just the teacher. No. With just two pupils.
No. That's it won't work.
No. You guys, are you guys ready to see how kick-ass I do at the scrapbooking thing?
It's going
to
be amazing. We should do Facebook Live from the Grove
Lodge. I'm sure we're going to. I mean, we already have the stupid bucket.
So, yeah. That's right. Bucket challenge. Oh, that's going to be
you guys.
So amazing.
And
you are going to see Heather more pissed off than anyone has ever seen her before.
They really are.
And I'll videotape that shit.
I mean, that's going to be the end of the day, right?
That's the end of the day.
Okay.
I'll buy you some wine and chocolate.
Yeah, right after.
Okay.
Yeah, and peanut butter.
I'll have it waiting for you. And peanut butter. Lots of peanut butter.
I don't know if they're going to allow you to take that into the bucket.
Oh, I'll get it in.
Okay. I trust you. All right. So we got our back to school shit going on.
Back to school. So if you remember, if you are actually like a, regular listener, you know that at the beginning of the summer, we made a summer bucket list.
Oh.
Of quite a few things. Now, I have a bucket list right here. So I'm going to read the bucket list, and we're going to see how many things we actually did.
I think it's a 90% fail here.
I think it is a 90% fail. All right.
Suck. I'm on the floor.
Megan, you're involved in this bucket list. That you suck a little,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, you're involved in this bucket
list. I did everything I wanted to do this summer except the main thing I wanted to do this summer. So.
Oh, my God. What was the main thing you didn't do this summer?
I don't even know why some of this stuff's on the list. Just glancing down here. Okay, you ready? I'm going to read this shit off.
I don't like failing, Kobe.
Okay, I know.
Too bad.
All right, number one.
Okay.
Road trip.
You guys did it.
We did. We went on a road trip, huh, May?
I got denied.
Yes.
Yes. Week-long road trip.
I awesome. Got denied. I can't do anything about that.
That was because your
Sorry,
work sucks.
Heather.
All right. Second thing. Take Megan to Satori. We did that.
That was a thing.
Yeah.
That happened.
That was success.
Megan,
was
we
success.
Did that. Total success.
I would have gone if other parties couldn't have gone.
Yeah.
So I was in the back wings waiting.
You are. You were.
I was ready.
Yeah.
And I did assist in the Satori.
That was fun. We actually, when we picked her up, we got to see a family member we don't ever get to see that lives over there.
Oh, he's so cool.
He's
that
so cool.
Is Megan's cousin, right?
Yep.
Yes.
And your nephew.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Perfect. I got yes. this. I'm on it. Okay.
So we got to visit him,
so
which
far,
is really nice.
So far, the bucket list is not going that well, or not going that badly.
That's not that bad.
No.
Third thing.
Oh.
The Leavenworth trip.
We did it.
We did that.
We did that.
We went with Aunt Kathy.
Oh, my God. Fuck yeah.
See? We did that. We did that.
All right. Okay. Bring on next one.
Okay. This next one, I don't know why it's on the list.
What is it? It
says rent a pontoon boat.
Because I really want to do that.
Why the fuck is this on the list?
Because I really want to do it.
What? Where do you rent a pontoon boat?
She'll land.
Why?
I already told you. It's like $400 for the whole day.
And what do you do on a pontoon boat?
You pontoon.
How do you pontoon?
You just kind of cruise around the lake on this awesome platform, party-like platform, and you just chill and wave at all the other boats and maybe pull a tuber that wants to tube behind the slow-ass pontoon boat, and then you just do this shit.
Yeah, so that didn't happen.
I really still wanted to do it.
All right.
Wouldn't have been that bad.
Next thing.
All right.
Go to Stehekin.
Fail.
Now,
to be honest, Stehekin was on fire for half the summer.
It wasn't on fire.
Yes, it was.
No, it's just a little bit on fire. It wasn't very much on fire.
It was a little on fire.
But we work because, you know, Brittany was working up there. We were going to go visit her.
Well, we failed.
And we failed.
We didn't do it.
Totally failed. Okay, swim
we
in the
we still have 3 weeks left
swim
of summer.
Swim in the lake. I have not done that yet.
Shockingly, I haven't either.
Sounds like a you guys problem.
That's one of my every year bucket list, and I can't believe I have not gotten around to that this year. Not
we
one
still
time.
Have 3 weeks left of the summer,
but the weather's getting colder.
But get your ass up there this summer.
I know.
This
I'm gonna weekend. Go. I'm gonna go. You know what? I'm gonna go this weekend.
Okay.
Damn it, on Sunday.
Okay.
Okay.
Sunday.
Go swim in
you
the
do that
lake on Sunday.
Okay. Next thing.
Depending on what I'm doing on Sunday, I might come watch.
Okay.
A glass of wine.
That would be great.
In the park.
Yeah. Well, you know, we have a spot. The green dock spot.
Oh, I don't have to. I'm not on a city park.
No. It's technically city property, but nobody knows about it.
So I can still drink my wine.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Smoke my ganja.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, fantastic.
Okay, next thing. Bucket of fries.
You guys succeeded.
Didn't we do that?
We did. We got a bucket of fries.
Fail here.
I bought my. Okay, funny story. I was out with my friend in where they sell the bucket of fries. I got myself some chicken that also came with fries and the bucket of fries. And I was eating out of the bucket of fries and I realized, oh, I'm going to my friend's birthday party after this and I have nothing to give him. So I ate like half the bucket of fries and then poured in my fries for my chicken. So it looked like a full bucket. And then I told him we bought him a bucket of fries, but we'd already eaten half of it.
Did he think that was the best gift ever?
He loved it.
For those of you that don't know what we're talking about, in Lake Chelan at the Lakeview Drive-In, they sell
it's amazing
French fries. They have food, and then they have amazing French fries, and they sell them by the bucket.
You get the bucket.
It's a big bucket, like a chicken bucket of French fries, and they're delicious.
Definitely a do for the summer.
True that.
I have failed to get the bucket of fries still this summer.
Oh, man.
You have
maybe
to.
If we go swim in the lake, we can
go get
a bucket
of
fries.
And also taste that wine at Rocky Pond.
Yes. Oh, I have stuff to tell you about Rocky Pond, but I'm going to save that
for
later.
Wait, is it bad stuff?
No, it's really good stuff.
Okay, I like good stuff about right. Rocky Pond.
So then we have wine tasting.
We've done a shit ton of that.
Well, we have wine tasting. We have Chelan, Leavenworth, Cashmere.
We did Chelan.
We did Chelan, and we did Leavenworth.
We did Leavenworth. We did not do Cashmere.
We did not do Cashmere.
But we did the other one. We actually went up to Chelan and did a nice day of it.
Yes, we did.
With our friend Robin.
Yes, we did. That was fun. All right. Visit a zoo. Megan
you
and
guys
I did.
Yeah.
We did the zoo. We did the wildlife safari.
You guys
that
did.
Was weird. There were a lot of flamingos for like no reason.
The flamingos were really freaky and weird.
Yeah.
But I love
them.
One
of them like sat and it looked wrong because of its knees.
Their
are, like,
knees
backwards.
Bend the opposite
they
way
do.
Of
and
other
so
animals.
It looked weird when it sat.
Down. Yeah, it looked really. I have a picture of that. I'll post it.
Yes, post picture. That picture.
Tank Fest was on here.
We
but
didn't make
that
it. That was in May.
That was
we
in
didn't
May.
Make
it didn't
it.
Happen. Food and Wine Festival.
I did it.
You did it. We were on a road trip.
So you were doing another thing on the bucket list, and I finally did something else on the bucket list.
Yeah, there you
Yay
go.
Yay me. I did the Food and Wine Festival.
Yeah.
Yay.
That's awesome. And it was super fun, right?
Oh, my God. So fun.
So fun.
I mean, when you don't remember leaving
you don't
the place,
remember.
You know it was fantastic.
Wait, would you want to post a picture of Mom?
The flamingos.
The okay. flamingos. Sitting. Thank you for taking notes, Megan.
We appreciate that a lot. When I'm here.
Camping.
You guys are camping next week. That is technically...
We camped.
You guys
I figured
did?
Out literally yesterday that we were going camping next week.
And you yeah. guys are going next week, which that is technically within summer.
It is. So we're camping.
You guys are
we
doing
We camped
it.
Already. We camped on our road trip.
Camp.
Yes, it's camping.
You guys glamped.
We glamped.
Yeah,
well, it's not in a cabin
really,
and a hotel room.
It was glamping.
No, but the cabin has no water, bathroom, no kitchen, no nothing.
It had electricity and there were bathrooms like a couple feet away.
That's still camping.
Oh my God.
It's a little glamping.
All right.
It's glamping.
Hike to Hidden Lake.
We did not do anywhere no. close. I don't even know where the fucking Hidden Lake is. It's still hidden.
We were wanted to take you there. Where's it?
Is that where all the bees are?
Yeah.
I don't want to go back
But
there.
You know what? You don't see the bees until you bring any food out. And then when you bring the food out, then the bees swarm
so
you.
So you don't eat at the Hidden Lake.
Don't no. eat at Hidden Lake.
But by the time you get up there, you're hungry from all the walking up to Hidden Lake. So it's kind of a lose-lose situation.
So we should... We might still have time to do that. We'll see.
Okay. What else have we failed at?
That we would have or go to 10 barbecues. I don't.
Well, there's no way in hell we've done
I don't think we've had 10.
I think we've had 2.
I think maybe 3.
Have we done 3?
Well, I went to one this last weekend.
But I didn't go.
And then we had one here.
Yes, I went to that one.
And then we had another one here.
Yes, I went to that one.
That's it.
That is it.
3. We
I've
three.
Been to 2. She's been to 3. So, yeah, not doing great on that one either.
Okay.
Golfing.
Fail.
Haven't done that.
Nope.
At all. No golfing yet.
Slide waters.
None.
Nope.
No.
We potentially
oh, I went.
Tried to do it.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I went with Aaron.
Oh, okay. Megan went. That counts.
Ha.
We did it.
That counts.
It's off the list.
All right. Silverwood.
Nope.
Nope.
That's a fall thing.
We are going there in the fall.
That's Scary Wood. That's different than Silver Wood.
Just ride in Scary Wood and pretend like that was the real one.
I mean, it's the
That's
same,
not in the summertime.
It is the same yeah. destination.
It doesn't matter.
Pretend like it is.
Yeah, seriously.
Go to 2 movies.
I went to 1. Did you go to 1?
I went to 2. Didn't we go to 2?
Yeah. I went to the same one twice.
Wait, I went to 1.5.
Oh, yeah. That counts as 2.
Okay.
That counts as
2. I paid for 2 tickets.
Yeah.
Does the same one twice count as 2?
Yes.
Yes.
All right.
Yes. We did that one.
Yeah. All right. Go on 2 picnics.
Did we even go on 1?
No, we failed on that one. Totally failed.
No picnics.
All right. And then this next one says having no fires in the area. There haven't been. Knock on wood.
Wait, knock.
It's been
knock
really good. Usually we're like totally like encased in smoke, and now it's been really good this year.
That's why we knock so hard there, because we don't want to jinx this shit. Because I've had my first year over here, the fires didn't start till September. Mm-hmm. That was 2011.
And the last thing says that we would go to the Top Golf thing in Portland.
That one's probably not happening
that
before
one's
the end
not
of summer.
Happening.
I do think we could go to Top Golf, but it doesn't have to be in the summer.
It doesn't have to be in the summer.
I want a Portland trip because there's so many cool things to do in Portland.
Yes.
Although I keep hearing horrible things about Portland from like Kathy and Connie. And
really?
I think it's just traffic.
I like Portland.
I think I like Portland.
Megan and I spent like spring break there last year. We saw a whole bunch of stuff. We saw this fancy mansion that you can take a tour of. We hiked down this trail and got to this place called the Witch's Castle, which is like this really old stone building that you can like kind of go into, and it's really creepy. And
that sounds amazing.
And Portland's in Oregon, which means there's no sales tax on
That's
anything.
That's the best part.
And you don't have to pump your own gas. I love Oregon.
Wasn't there a lot to love? And then they also have the ocean.
Yeah.
Like, they have some of the best beaches. I'm sorry,
yes.
Washington does not have the beaches that Oregon has.
Oregon has amazing beaches.
Yes. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah. Well, so that was the bucket list that we, I don't know, maybe we did have.
I think we did 50%.
Okay, that's
I
good.
I mean, it's not fantastic, but it's not that bad.
Yeah. So, Patrode, stop doing that.
God, he's weird.
Just lay down.
He tries to rearrange the bed when he goes up there.
He's like digging at my blanket.
I mean, it's literally looking like he's digging in the middle of her bed, and it's just he's trying to fluff a blanket that he fails at fluffing.
Oh, no, he's going
to lay down. Mom, I have a question.
Yeah?
Did you rip a page out of a Hamilton book to put in here?
No.
There's a page in here that says father-in-law who held something-something. Hamilton kept arguing for more power for Congress. What is this page out of?
No, that was just part of a scrapbooking kit.
What scrapbooking pick?
I don't know.
This is are like you his memoirs or
are you seriously doubting your mom's tactics of trying to find scrapbooking pages?
Megan, all right.
It looks like
Megan,
it was ripped out
Megan,
of the book.
Megan, listen, listen.
Don't do it. Don't do it. No, I hate it.
Listen, Linda.
Stop it.
Was it your mom?
I'm never
so
coming back here.
On the next.
Taking notes.
Like, not maybe the next podcast, but the one after that, we need to do winter bucket list.
Okay.
So, think about that.
I already got a zillion stuff for the winter.
And any of our listeners that want to suggest winter bucket list items, let me know.
I mean, we can have some silly ones, like make a snowman.
Yeah.
Go sledding.
Yeah.
Wine walks.
Wine walk.
Because we got a Leavenworth.
Because we know that
oh, we know.
One.
Not Leavenworth. We got a
Wenatchee.
Chelan and a Wenatchee one.
Yeah.
The Chelan one, did you know the Winterfest one actually goes for like, there's actually a big one that goes downtown. That's not
yes.
just the stupid
there's
tent.
There's a different one that's not the stupid tent one.
I don't want the stupid tent one. I want the
one
that goes into the stores.
Yeah.
Best.
There's like a wine and chocolate thing that they do in February.
That's for Valentine's Day. And I would
so
love to do that
we
one.
Need to sign up for all that shit.
All wine. Yeah. Oh, and then we have the Seattle Taste of Seattle in March.
Taste of Seattle. Oh.
We're doing that one.
Okay.
There's also one in Bellingham. That's in August. So that one's around the
we missed it.
Second weekend of August.
So we just missed it.
And then the Wenatchee one is in the last weekend of August.
Yes,
yeah,
so that'll be next summer. That'll be on the summer bucket list again.
You imagine both in the same month?
That's amazing.
We'd have to stay in Bellingham.
And we have our lodge trip in the winter time. So
January.
That's awesome.
Where we're going to add more wine clubs.
Yeah, yeah. Lots more wine clubs.
Yes, we need them. It's our collection.
So next week, we will have a super awesome episode about blood splatters, I think. Megan?
Yeah. Sure. Wait, is it already done? Is it?
What?
Are
we have a
done?
Week to prepare for
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
That's the end of the podcast?
Yeah.
For today.
Yeah, for today.
How long have we been going for?
Like 40 minutes.
Hey, Mom.
What?
Where's your news segment?
Oh, I'm sorry. Do you want fucked up news?
I do.
Oh, okay. I like did not know that that was super important to you.
In the next 15 seconds, I would like some great news that you have spent time researching.
Oh, Megan. God love ya.
You know what's hilarious is I actually can Google search fucked up news and stuff comes up.
I know, right?
It's not recent, though. That's old news.
Well, some of it's recent. All right, let's see.
All of my news are just about nothing. Tom Holland says Spider-Man is in safe hands. Oh. That's
what?
Sad. Because Sony has it now. So he's like, it's cool.
All right, Heather, here's a story about pigs.
Okay, wait, do I want to hear the story about pigs? We only have pigs.
I know that you love pigs and then you want a pet pig.
Okay, so what's
and
the story?
And so let's see. This is in Vermont.
Okay.
So
it's a pig loving state.
It's a Vermont town called Orange. It's called Orange.
Okay. Let's hear about Orange.
So they had a bunch of pigs that escaped their enclosure, like 250 pigs.
Good boys and girls.
And they've been causing a ruckus in this Vermont town because they've been running amok. Several of the farm workers and volunteers are trying to herd the pigs, and they would trudge all over trying to find them and drive them back into the farm, and they were not having a lot of luck.
They don't want to go back to the farm.
They kept chasing the animals into the brush and the ditches and trying to position themselves so they could kind of contain them. But they just kept getting away.
Because they're smart little piggies.
Yeah.
They know what's going to happen if they stay at the farm.
So they guess they're wandering around town and cars are just like driving around them.
Perfect.
There's a pig in the road. Oh, my God. Oh, and it says that people can't walk on the road because the pigs will chase them. And these pigs are big. They're big animals.
They can be. I mean, if they can grow up to 500-700 pounds.
Yeah. Apparently the town will, or no, the farmer, the where they got loose from.
Yes.
Faces tens of thousands of dollars in fines from the towns if the pigs get spotted alongside the road because you're not supposed to have wild farm animals loose and stuff.
But how is this? I mean,
they're causing a nuisance for drivers and pedestrians.
How is this the farmer's fault, though?
He didn't build his fence good enough and they got out.
There was obviously a hole in there. So the pigs are too strong.
Yeah.
Or smart. The farmer
says the fence was damaged by vandalism. That's why the pigs got out, which could be true.
Vandals wanted to free the pigs, like Free Willy.
It was 50 adult pigs and 200 piglets running around.
I want a piglet!
Oh my God, they're so cute.
Have you guys ever read the book Animal Farm?
No.
Basically, it's about a bunch of pigs who start communism.
They go against the farmer?
Yeah. No, they go against the farmer in like the first like section of the book, and then after that it's just them establishing communism. I almost had to read that in class. It's good. I recommend it.
So it's not like what Lord of the Flies?
What's Lord of the Flies about?
How come nobody your age know about Lord of the Flies?
We don't read it yet.
You read Lord of the Flies, Kobe?
Nope. Never read it.
What the fuck?
Never read it.
I had to read The Lord of the Flies.
I don't think I ever had to read a book in school.
So it's about this group of kids. We're talking kids, like middle school age or something.
All right.
They get abandoned pretty much. You guys, it's been since I was in middle school since I read this, so don't go after me if I'm not saying this perfectly, because I'm not going to. But I believe they were all somehow ended up on this island together, and they try to organize some kind of a monarchy government type thing. It fails miserably, and they pretty much all end up living like a bunch of fucking animals, killing each other, basically, by the end of this. When they call it Lord of Flies because they basically act like a bunch of pigs.
Have you ever read the book? I think everyone was forced to read it. I think I might have to read it this year. What's it called? It's got like George. What's his name? Of Mice and Men. I think that's what it's called.
That sounds familiar, but I don't
know. Oh, Megan.
What?
So I found another story about cows.
Oh God.
This was in San Jose, California, where we just were.
What about the cows?
So the cows are apparently loose and have been tearing up lawns, scaring people, and causing car accidents in San Jose, California, because they're on the loose.
Remember that KOA we stopped at where there was a cow?
Yes, I tried to pet it.
Is that San Jose?
No, that was Oregon.
Wait, how can the cows scare people?
I don't know. They're probably like charging at them.
More people die.
They're tearing up lawns and pooping everywhere.
That's that one senator lady.
Oh my God.
Where there's poop, there's farts.
Yeah. And that destroys the atmosphere.
Yes, it totally does.
Fun fact, more people die of cow attacks every year than they do of shark attacks.
Yeah, you know, the whole thing with the whole, you have a better chance of getting struck by lightning than eaten by a shark. Guess what? If you're someone who lives in Kansas and never makes it the ocean, you have a 0% chance of getting eaten by a shark.
Yeah.
You never step one foot or toe into the ocean, which there's a lot of people who never do in their whole lives. Guess what? You're not going to get eaten by a shark. But you still have a chance of getting hit by lightning because that's everywhere, including in the ocean.
Yep.
Yeah, so I just don't agree with their statistics on this.
But cows.
So it sounds like all the farm animals are just breaking loose and going to town.
because they're tired of their living conditions, and I don't blame them. They've realized
a revolution.
Yes, they've realized
it's a cow pig revolution.
Yes, if they don't do something about it, the humans aren't, because we are trying, but we're failing. Because I'm on that fight to help them, but it's not working. So they are taking matters in their own hands and just doing it. So good for you, cows and pigs.
Go, cows and pigs.
Doing it. I'll give you sanctuary on my property.
They're reenacting Shakespeare. Fun fact, Romeo and Juliet. It's the Capulets and the Montagues, the cows and the pigs.
I don't understand how that's relevant in this situation.
But do the cows and the pigs battle each other like they do in Romeo and Juliet?
They're about to. They're heading towards each other.
No, this is Vermont and then a totally different state.
In California.
They got a ways to walk.
They got the whole country to walk.
They're going to terrorize a group of flight attendants.
Not happening.
It is.
So if anyone has any ideas for winter bucket lists, lay it on us at jethersrandomstuff@yahoo.com, or
yes,
just go to our Facebook page and drop us a line.
Do you even check your email?
Yeah, I check it every day and nobody fucking emails me.
She's getting angry, guys. I recommend you email them or else I'm going
to me, because I'm not feeling the love right now.
She's going to drag me out of my homework more and more if you guys don't email her. Please.
I mean, drop us a little line. Even just hello.
Yeah.
Even if you just want to tell us we suck.
Yeah.
I'm okay with it.
You know, whatever.
I can't tell you guys you suck in the podcast because I do too much out of the podcast.
Megan, you can't say that.
Yeah.
Well, it's not allowed because
you're employed by podcast, sort of.
Does she get paid?
No. Oh. Should I feed her?
Oh.
That's not pay, Mom. That's what every parent should do.
Whatever.
Just until you're 18.
All right, you guys, thanks for listening.
Yes.
We hope
happy
you guys have a great week. Happy back to school, happy fall, happy pumpkin spice.
Wait,
everything.
When are we back to school shopping? I want a new fucking outfit for school.
I do too.
Well, let's go.
I
want to
go school shopping and run a goddamn pumpkin spice latte.
Well, let's fucking do it.
Okay.
Jesus.
Megan, where are you taking us?
Megan,
I can't drive yet.
Yes, you can.
When are you going to go get your test?
In a hot minute.
Oh, okay.
I have 50 hours done.
You have 50 hours.
I don't.
I will testify that you have 50 hours.
God, I'll second it. I'll second that.
Second.
Hey, I have to practice because I don't remember.
Wait, have you seen how the people drive out there? You don't need to fucking practice. Look at the shit they pass.
You'll pass.
God damn.
You're fine.
I get almost taken out by someone every day. You know they passed.
Do you still have that voucher that's like a free driving
test? Yes, I do.
Okay. Also, we don't have to do the written and the drive test on the same day.
I know. So you should just go do the written first and get that done.
Okay. Well, I need to study for that now.
Okay. Well, let's go
do
that.
Do you really?
Okay.
Do you really need to study for it? It's all fucking common sense.
Just tell me stuff like how much feet away from here if you're Blight.
What?
What are the things called? Bright.
I don't even know what you said.
If a car is coming down the road, how many feet should you get close to the car before turning off your bright?
If it's coming towards you?
Yeah.
500 feet.
Yeah.
How do you know that?
Because knows that.
Just because you know this.
If you're coming up behind someone, it's 300 feet.
Well, basically, as soon as you see the other car, turn your bright off.
That's just how it goes.
It's 500 feet. FYI.
I'm not going to remember that.
Okay,
you are
now. You will now. All right.
Yes.
We're going to sign off.
Okay.
So
Megan's going to be a licensed driver next time we talk.
I'm going to kill myself before I get my license.
Okay.
She's not going to.
She's
going to
do it. It's going to be
amazing.
She's
going to do great, and she's going to pick me up from India every Tuesday.
Unless you're paying the gas bill.
Fuck yeah, I'd do that. I'll have to drive home.
Yeah. It's a deal. All right.
All right, guys.
Everybody have an awesome week. Love
Peace.
You.